Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet on the base talks about whether Dalet Minim Ma'akfin Zuazu or not. Gemara says, in the nine Shema'akfin Zezet, Tamalomar, Ulakachtem, Shetelekichatam, Ulakachtem, Lachem Bayom Arishon, you have to take the Dalet Minim Bayom Arishon of Sukkis, Ulakachtem is read Ulakachtom, Lekichatam, you need a complete Lekicha. So says the Gemara, that teaches me that Dalet Minim Ma'akfin Zezet. The Tosus immediately points out that we learn other halachas from the idea of Lekichatam. Spoke about this at great length, that if the esrog is choser, take a bite out of the esrog, or there's something missing from the esrog. So that's also possible because it's not a lekicha tam, it's not a complete lekicha. The second day of Yom Tov, Tosis and Avchav Tesam Ebeis had a long discussion about what the psulim are for the second day, b'miktosh, b'gvulin. The other Rishonim also got involved in that. We spoke about it at great length. It's taka interesting. Lekicha tama is ma'akev b'yom hasheni, at least a little bit. You need dalet minim. That's the ikar lekicha, Tosfos says. But yet choser is not ma'akev b'yom hasheni. So it's quite fascinating that the din lekicha is split. It's split between different elements. There are parts of lekicha tama that taka are ma'akev b'yom hasheni and parts that are not ma'akev b'yom hasheni. But that's the way it is. The time of Perashti Beresh Pirkin says, Tosis, I explained to you already. You came to the Shir, you know, in the regular Zman, before June Zman. I explained to you that the idea is that's part of the Iker Lekicha, to have Dalet Minim, that's the Iker Lekicha. But Choser, you have the Min, it's just it's Choser a little bit. That's also learned from Lekicha Tama, but that's not part of the Iker Lekicha, because you still have the Min. So that's why that's not going to be Ma'akev for the rest of the days. That's what Tosis says. So if all you had was the Gemara and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Dalet Beis, you'd have a clear impression that Dalet Minim Ma'akvin Zuazu, that if you don't have all of the Dalet Minim, there's no point in taking one of them. You're not going to be Yotze, because you need all of them. It's all one unit, so to speak. They're all Ma'akev each other. So if you don't have everything, then don't bother taking anything. The comes Tosis and points out that the Gemara Menachos seems to argue. Seems to be a stira in the Sugis, and that's what gets all the Rishonim rolling. It's the stira, the contradiction between the different Gemaras that the Rishonim try to reconcile, and that gives us an insight into the whole mitzvah of Dalet Minim. What does Tosfos say? Ba'kom etzraba masig dehadam akfi ahadadi lo shonu ela she'en lo avol yesh lo ein ma'akfin. Gemara Menachos says that which the Mishnah, it's like a Mishnah Menachos. The Mishnah says on Daf of Zayin that Dalet Minim shebalulav ma'akfin zuazu. It's like a Mishnah. It's in the Tanoim. But comes the Gemara and qualifies this din. When do we say that the Dalet Minim Ataka Ma'akev Zuazu? That's only if Ein Lo, if you don't have them. If you're missing one of the Minim. Avo Yesh Lo, but if you have them, then Ein Ma'akev, and then they're not Ma'akev each other. So says Taisvis, what does that mean? What do the words mean? There is something in the Gemara, there's some indication in the Gemara that sometimes the Dalet Minim are not Ma'akev Zuazu. The Mishnah says that they are Ma'akven Zuazu, and the Gemara says Loshanu, there's a qualification. The question is, what does that mean? What is the qualification? That if Yeshlo Ein Ma'akven, if you have them, then they're not Ma'akev each other. But isn't that the din? Right? That's the whole point. That they're Ma'akev each other if you don't have them. But if you have them, then obviously they are Ma'akev each other, but you have them, so there's no problem. What's the Gemara saying? Yeshlo, then they're not Ma'akev each other, but you have them. So even if they are Ma'akev each other, but you have everything. So that's what the Rishonim are trying to figure out. It says Tosus Pirish Bahalochas Gedolos, Ein Ma'akfin, Glotema Adamagbalahu Bahadi Adodi. Oh, you'd have a Havamina, maybe you have to pick up the Minim together. So comes the Gemara and says, no, Yeshlo Ein Ma'akfin, Ela Imagba Kolchabachad Lachude, Shapirdami, the Kamelon, Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. You're passing like the Rabbanah de Rebbe Yehuda, that Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. You don't have to bind the Lulav and Esek together. Mitzvah la'avdo lechatchila zekeli vanveyu. We do bind the lulav and esrog together. We bind the lulav, the other two minim, and then we take the esrog separately. So comes the Bahag and says, that's what the Gemara Menachos is telling me. That yeshlo ein ma'akfin, since lulav ein sarich eged, so by the same token, you can pick up the minim b'zeacharzeh. You don't have to pick up the minim together. I would have a havamina that you have to pick up the minim together. That not only are they me'akev each other, that if you're missing one of the minim, you can't be yotze at all. But even if you have all the minim, I would think that you have to pick them up together. Kamashma on the Gemara and says, no, yeshlo ein ma'akfin, Of course they're ma'akev each other, but it's not ma'akev that you pick them up with asachas. If you pick them up as asachaseh, you can also be yotze. That's the Bahag's perish on the Gemara Menachos. And where does the Bahag see this from? Or better, how does the Bahag understand where the Gemara sees it from? Well, what's the rationale for such an idea that netila b'zarchazeh is good enough? Because lulav ein tzarach eged. And if lulav ein tzarach eged, we see something about the mitzvah of netilas lulav that you don't need the minim to be together in some way. We'll have to formulate what that means. But you don't need the minim to be together. So if the minim don't have to be together, then by the same token, you shouldn't have to pick them up together. You shouldn't have to pick them up with asachas. Even if you do it with asachas, you can still be yotze. That's the Bahag's perish on the Gemara Menachos. Says Tosfos Vav Teimach. I think the Bahag is a Pella. A Pella? Dov Teimach Hu Lo Marken. The Kevin in the Kula Mitzvah Achas Hechi O Ilu B'Zachazem. Simple kasha. Tosfos says, since they're ma'akev each other, since they're Mitzvah Achas, since Dalet Minim Mitzvah Achas, how can B'Zachazem work? Interesting kasha. Where did Tosfos know that Dalet Minim Ataka Mitzvah Achas? That's his assumption. The mitzvah achas, if the mitzvah achas, then how can b'zachazeh work? What, you're going to put them on one after the other? You're going to pick them up one after the other? But it's a mitzvah achas. You got to do b'zachazeh, no? That's his kasha against the Bahag. Then how can you learn that yeshlo ein ma'akfin means that you don't need a netila b'zachazeh, but even netila b'zachazeh works? Can't be! Since dalet minim is mitzvah achas, of course you have to pick it up b'zachazeh. Rabbeinu Tam higia b'sifro, says Taisis, no. Rabbeinu Tam had a different pshat. Lashanu de ma'akvin mishum tama ela she'ein lo. Avol yesh lo tama hu. Avol pish lo chibra ba'ogda. Rabbi Natam says yesh lo ein ma'akvin doesn't mean that netila b'vasachas is not ma'akev. It means that eged is not ma'akev. Halacha kirabonan de Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that lulav ein tzarach eged. That's what the Gemara Menachos is telling me. Kidei aminan lo darshi rabonan lakicha lakicha. Rabbi Yehuda darshins lakicha lakicha from Agudas Ezov by the Korban Pesach ulakachtam Agudas Ezov utvaltem v'adam asher basaf. The Agudas Ezov has a loshon lakicha v'aguda. There's an eged by the Ezov. So the same thing by lulav and esrog. Rabbi Yehuda says that you need an eged lulav tzarach eged, and the chachamim don't darshin lakicha lakicha. They don't have that gvera shava, so they say that there's no chiyuv, it's not ma'akev to be ma'aged the minim together. L'chatchila, mishum zakei livan veyu, the chacham hold, it's a mitzvah la'ogda. So says Taisus, lo darshi rabbanan l'kicha l'kicha. Rabbanan don't darshi l'kicha l'kicha, they hold l'uvain tzarech eged. And Dr. Rabbi Natan, that's what the Gemara Menachos is telling me, that yesh lo ein ma'akvin, as long as you have all the dalet minim, you don't have to be ma'aged them together. Ule Rabbi Huda de darsh l'kicha, according to Rabbi Huda, he does darshan lakicha lakicha, so lulav tzarech eged tells me that it's not called a lakicha tama unless you ma'aged together. But we pass like the chachamim, but lulav tzarech eged means that you don't have to be ma'aged together. That's the Rabbi Natam. So there's a machlokas, the Bahag and the Rabbi Natam, how to understand this comment of the Gemara Menachos. What does it mean that yeshlo ein ma'akvin? Does it mean that you need all dalet minim, but you don't have to pick them up with asachas, even b'zachas is enough? Or does it mean that avada you have to pick them up with asachas? You need the dalet minim, and you have to pick them up with asachas, but you don't have to be mechaber them together. There's no need to have an eged of the lulav with the two minim. That's what the Gemara is telling me. Yes, Daniel.
How would Rabbi Natan understand the other half of the phrase of, like, ein lo ma'akvin? That, like, if you don't have them, then you do have to bind them? Like, using that logic, that's what it just doesn't break.
It's not quite parallel. Ein lo ma'akvin means that you need all four minim. If you're missing a min, then you can't get to first base. But if you have all four minim, then you don't have to be ma'aged them.
So it's like very...
Right. Ein lo yeshlo is not quite parallel. Because it's not that ein lo means you don't have to be ma'aged, yeshlo means you have to be ma'aged. Obviously, if you don't have it, there's not going to be ma'aged. Right? According to the Bahag also, is it really parallel? What yeshlo ein ma'akfe means that if you have all the minim, then you don't have to pick them up with asachas. And ein lo ma'akfe means that if you don't have the minim, then you have to pick them up with asachas? No, ein lo ma'akfe means that if you don't have the minim, then it's ma'akeh because you can't get started. According to everyone, ein lo ma'akfe means that you need all four minim. Without all four minim, you can't get started. Okay? Question is, yesh lo ein ma'akven, what does that mean? Does it mean that tila v'asachas is not necessary, or does it mean that although the tila v'asachas of course is necessary, but you don't have to be ma'akid the mina to get? What's the machlokas two days in Tosfos? So this discussion of Tosfos all focuses on the second half of that phrase of four words. Yesh lo ein ma'akven, what does ein ma'akven mean? No need for netilah v'asachas, or no need to be ma'akid. What does yeshlo mean? Yeshlo ein ma'akven. What if yeshlo, then you don't have to do something. So b'pshut of you to ask me, it means if you have all the dalet minim, you have all the dalet minim, it's not ma'akid to do whatever. The Rishonim have a debate as to what this yeshlo really means. Well, what does yeshlo mean? At least three shittas here. The Ran quotes the Ramban, who's the most extreme of the Shittas. What does the Ran say? Yeah, but Gemara, maybe turn to it with me. We can look on together. The Ran of Daf Yitzayin Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif. Afal Daf Denodol Kol Chad V'Chad L'Kudei Nafik Yidei Chov Seh. Netila b'vasachas works. He just says it. He doesn't even quote the Baha'i, but he says, Rabbi Natan zal cholek v'omer, they came in the kula mitzvah achas, kol shenot lam b'zeh achazeh, lo yotzi dechov asa. Rabbi Natan argues and says, you have to be notel b'vasachas v'z mitzvah achas. V'hocha hochi ko amina, lo shavu de ma'akfe mishim l'kicha tamo, Ella b'she'enlo, kloma, she'eno ochazam ke'achaz b'yodo. Aber k'shekulam b'yodo, ava b'shlo ogdam, ein ma'akfin. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that yeshlo ein ma'akfin means that you don't have to be ma'agi b'basachas. And on that, the Ran says, ve'ein ze b'mashma. It's just not mistaber. It's not mashma that's what it means. It's not mashma that's what it means. So the Ran seems to like the Baha'i Gemara. Right? That yeshlo ein ma'akfin means that you don't have to be notel b'vasachas. That makes more sense in the Loshen, he claims. B'shem ha'Ramban mekilin od. In the name of the Ramban, they make it even further. Not against the Baha'i, but with the Baha'i. That what? V'omrim aval b'shlo hayu b'shuso b'yachad kol shenotlam kulam yotze. The Ramban says that even if you don't own them, when you start to be no-till then, you pick up a lulav first, and then you buy hadasim, aravis, and esrig, right? And you pick them up one by one after buying them. The Ramban says that's enough. Avo bishlo hayu b'rishusu b'yachak kol shenot lam kulam yatsa. V'chi amina de'ein lo ma'akven hayna lo ma'ashe kol shelo not las kulam afilu be'echad mehem lo yatsa. Av kol shebo liyado afilu b'zerach hazeh yatsa. So, the Ramban, even if the minim come into your hands, b'zeh achazeh, not come into your hands, they come into your possession, b'zeh achazeh. Even if the minim come into your possession, b'zeh achazeh, you didn't own the other minim, you only owned an esrog. You bought an esrog first, and you buy a lulav, and you buy the other minim. You started the mitzvah without owning everything. Ramban said, that's okay. Netila b'zeh achazeh works. So, if netila b'zeh achazeh works, then even if I acquired them b'zeh achazeh, that also should work. As long as I pick up all the minim once, during the day, I'm yotze. I could pick up one now, and then I buy another min an hour later, and another min an hour later. I picked up all four minim, that's fine. Ein lo ma'akfin means if I never picked up all four minim on this day, then I can't be yotze. But as long as I picked up all four minim, even if I didn't own them bevasachas, forget about netila bevasachas. Right? That's what he means when he says b'shem Rabbi mekilim od. It's an even bigger kula. The Rabban says not only netila b'vasachas works, but even if he doesn't own them b'vasachas. I mean, at one point, maybe he does own them b'vasachas. He wouldn't even have to own the b'vasachas. Let's say he acquires the esrog, he picks it up, and then he gives it to someone else. Then he acquires a lulav. It doesn't matter. As long as he picks them all up at some point during the day, the Rabban says that you're yotzei. That's what the Gemara Menachos is telling us. But there's a caveat. Aval pi kein ein roi levarich ala lulav elam kein hu yodeh bevir sheyavo liyado kula. Of course, the Ramban says, l'chadchila, you should only make a bracha on the first min. Again, you don't have to make a bracha on all the minim together because you can pick them up as achazeh. Says up the Ramban, or the Ran interpreting the Ramban, that you should make a bracha on one without knowing for sure that you're going to get the others. Even though right now you only have a lulav, you mevarch on that. Afilu achi kevin amin and shim lo yavo kula and liyado lo yotza shem lo yavo liyado vavile bracha levatola. Maybe you're not going to get them all. If you don't get them all, you make a bracha on the lulav and you didn't get all the minim. Stachel bracha levatola. So says the Ramban. Lechatchila you should wait till you get all the minim to ensure that there's no problem with the brach. But meikir adin. Without the chashash of the bracha, Ramban says, Me'ikar, then really, you don't even have to own the minim together. As long as you pick them all up, you can be yotza. Ein lo ma'akva means if you don't pick up the dalam minim at some point in time during the day, then you're not going to be yotza. But yeshlo, ein ma'akva means as long as you had them all at some point during the day, you can be notal b'vasachas, and you don't even have to own them b'vasachas either. This is the Ramban shita. The Rambam is not as extreme. What does the Rambam say? Let's see his lush. Rambam in Ilchus Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. At the end of Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Vimlo Ogdon, Vinotlon Echad Echad Yotza, without Naguda, we pass like the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yehuda, that Lulav and Tzarech Eged, you took them one by one, you can be Yotza. We talk the Rambam, Vuhushiyu Arbaton Mitzuyan Etzlo. They have to all four be mitsuyin etzlo, found by you, found by the individual. If you only had one min, or you're missing one min, if you only had one, or you had three, but you're missing one, you don't have all four, lo yitol achi yitzashar. It shouldn't be notel until he finds the rest of them. What's the Rambam saying? Arbata mitsuyin etzlo, what does that mean? Vosmentas, well, what do those words mean? Sounds like the Rambam says that you have to own them all. You have to own them all with vasachas. The Rambam seems to paskin like the Bahag that you don't have to pick them up with vasachas, but you have to own them with vasachas. Right? Isn't that what the Rambam seems to be saying? That you don't have to pick them up with vasachas, he holds like the Bahag. Netila b'zachas et taka does work. But you have to own them together. That's Mavura from the Hemshech. He says, if you only have one minute, if you have three out of four, that's not enough until yimsasha, until you find the others. It means you have to find them all, you have to acquire them all before you get started. Yes?
The Rambam doesn't say rishus, so.
Rishus?
Like in his possession, mean? Like actually ownership. He just says mitsuyim, which is found. This is something different.
Okay, but. The Rambam, because the Rambam is not going by Yom HaRishon. It's not, right? The chiyuv of the Avdal Amina being Lachem is only by Yom HaRishon. Lulav Shol works on the other days. So then I never have to own, I don't have to own anything. Right? It could be someone else. It could be your Lulav and Esrog. I could be Yotzi with it. So that's why the Rambam is saying that they have to be by you. It's not enough to do an Atila and then to get the meaning. They all have to be by you. Not necessarily owned by you, but by you. Meaning someone has given you Rishus. Someone has given you rishus to take the lulav and esrog, to take their lulav and esrog to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, I'm saying that very carefully because we'll see the rush might be a little different. Someone has given you rishus. I didn't say that the minim are in front of you. I said they're by you. Someone has given you rishus to take all the minim. Yes.
Didn't the Rambam write a couple lines before something similar to the father or something?
What's he saying there?
I thought that's only Linyan Bracha.
The Inyan Bracha, what does that mean, Linyan Bracha?
To make the bracha, they need to all be near you so that you can have the overlaps to yasa.
I think so. Look at the Lecha Mishnah. It says, Klama mipnei sha'akol smuchim lelulav v'hu ha'ikr mipnei kei mevarchan olav. The question is, why do we make a bracha al netilas lulav? We should say al netilas dalet minim. So it says smuchim lo. What's the lo? To the individual? No, the Rama means akol smuchim lo. Everything is samach to the lulav, and the lulav is the ikr. So that's why the Nusach HaBracha focuses on the lulav and not the other meaning. That's pshat in the Rambam there. Here the Rambam is talking about whether the individual has to have the meaning. Okay, the two different points. That's focusing on the Nusach HaBracha, and here the Rambam is saying whether you actually have to have the meaning by you, or like the Ramban, that you don't have to have the meaning by you, you can get the meaning later. That's the Rambam. Okay. Comes the Rush and offers a third sheet. The Rush also goes like the Bahad. So comes the Rush. I don't know, does the Rush offer a third sheet? It's not so posh. I just threw out that he offers a third sheet. We'll see. Let's talk and read the Rush together. We'll see what the Rush says. The end of Siman Yud Aleph. Parak HaKometz Rabba, Arba Aminim Shebelulav Ma'akven Zeh, V'Amer Rav Chana Barava, Lo Shono Lo She'en Lo Avol Yesh Lo Ein Ma'akven. V'Afo Agav Denoto Kol Chad V'Chad L'Chudei Nofig Yidei Chovse. He quotes the Tais, it's the same thing as the Ram. Nofig Yidei Chovse, the Kaimel Lan Lulav Ein Tzorach Ege, V'Chem Pirish Bahag. V'Lo Nihira Le Rabbein Otam. Now the Rush gets cracked, right? V'Kevin the Kula Mitzvah Achaz, Lo Mestavish Yer Ilu B'Zach HaZeh. He quotes the Rabbein Otam. So far, it's the same as Tosfos. Rabbi Nachman says, "I don't think the Bahag is right. Since it's all mitzvah achas, how can it work with zachazeh?" The Yehi b'Svarim. So the Rabbi Nachman amends the text. Lo shanu de ma'akven mishum toma ela she'en lo, aval yeshlo toma hi, aval vishlo chibrim ba'aguda achas. Kirabana de lo darshi lekicha lekicha.
Tosfos.
Right. Rabbi Natan and the Bahag have a machlokas. Bahag says that Yeshlo ein ma'akven means that you don't have to be notable with masachas. And Rabbi Natan says, how can that be? It's all mitzvah achas. So what it must mean is that you don't need the eged. Says the Rosh, v'lo nehir ligir soso. I don't think the Girsa is right. Yeshlo tomahi, avabishlo chibram ba'aguda. No, I don't think that Girsa is right. Loni Hilver li girsoso perusha. I don't think the Rebbe Natan's girsa nor his perish is correct. Why? What's the problem? Dimlobo lahashmienu Rav Chana bar Rava ela de halacha kerabbanan dulu ben tzarach eged lema halacha kerabbanan. Ve'od lamali klal memeli yadana deilchas kerabbanan. What's the Rosh's kasha on the Rebbe Natan? Yes.
They're holding like the Chana.
What's the chiddush? Rav Chana bar Rava is saying anay is ach. Lo shonu ela she'en lo aval yesh lo ein ma'akfin. You should just say halacha k'rabban. And what's it doing over there in the Gemara Menachos? It should be in Sukkah, right? They don't talk in Menachos about lulav tzarach hagin, lulav tzarach hagin. That's the Gemara in the first parak. So I mentioned in the Gemara, Rav Chana, Amar Rav Chana Barava halacha k'rabban. What kind of a strange thing is this? The Gemara Menachos doesn't seem to be saying halacha k'rabban. It seems to be saying a nayazach, a new thing. So the Rosh also likes the Bahag. Rov Rishon and Paskin like the Bahag, not like the Rabbi Natan. Hello, also the Ashmuina and the Kevin Shemunoch and Kolarbatan Lefonov Shemavara Vinotlan Vinotlan Zeacherzeh. Says the Rosh, what's the Gemara Menachos teaching me? Kevin Shemunoch and Kolarbatan Lefonov, make a bracha and you can be notal bezeacherzeh. So if you just plow through the Rosh, you read it quickly, you get the impression that the Rosh is saying like whom? Same as the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to make sure till you have all four minim, sheyim sahashar. You have to find all four minim, have them in front of you before you make the bracha, and then you take them together. The Rosh is saying the same thing. They have to be munachim lefonov, and then you're notlam bezeachazeh. Sounds like it's the same as the Rambam. But it's interesting if you look at the Shulchan Aruch. Now sometimes when you look at the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Nosekelim, so you're getting the Psak Halacha. Who do we paskin like? But sometimes when you look at the Mechaber Amma and the Nos HaKelim, you see that perhaps what you thought initially is not necessarily correct. You see that they seem to be distinguishing between the Rishonim, looking at it as a Machlokes Me'ikar Adin. Right? So you can get an insight sometimes from looking at the Shulchan Aruch, not just getting the Psak Halacha itself. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch on page 1. Shulchan Aruch says, Dalid Minim Halalus, Simin Tavrish Nun Alas Sifyu Beis. So Shulchan Aruch does add that even if you don't have the Dalet Minim Lezecha Ba'alma, you take one of the Dalet. Shas Al Tak, you don't have them all, then you can take them. That's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. some of you may have seen. The whole shaila, if you can take a lulav hayovesh in such a case, does it work, does it not work? But what kind of a din is that? Is that really a halacha? Is it just a zecher ba'alma? The Shulchan Aruch says you take the minim, even if you don't have all four, you take them as a zecher ba'alma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if they're all mitzuyim etzlo, you take them one by one, then you're yotzei. Who's that? That's the Rambam, right? The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mamish straight Rambam. Hayu arbata mitzuyim etzlo. Says the Rambam, haga uvuvad shiyukulam lefanav. As long as they're all lefanav. The Rambam is qualifying what the Mechaber says. It's not quite the same. The Mechaber says uvad that hayu arbata mitzuyim etzlo, then not lemecharech al-yotze. Says the Rambam, uvuvad shiyukulam lefanav. Who's that? Sounds like the Rush. What does the parenthesis say? Rambam Perek Zayin. So they point out that's a Tov Sofer. It's not Rambam Perek Zayin, it's the Rosh. The Rambam didn't say that. So maybe they what they were confused about was the beginning of Josh's Rambam. Efsh. I'm not sure. Right? But the Lechem Isha didn't learn the Rambam like that. Lechem Isha says that Smuchim, what's the Lashon there? Smuchim Lefanov? That's talking about Brochim. He's not focusing on whether you have them or not. Because if that's the case, what's the Rambam saying it initially, then adding another halacha, and then saying it again? What was he needed again? It sounds like it's real. You disagree?
No, I'm saying it's funny because the Lashon we said around Smuch and Lo.
Right.
And now when we go to the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, they write Smuch and Lo, and that's the Rush. But that's Mamash Lashon and Rambam.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Magen Avraham says Klomar Smuchim Lo Shlo Yitzorek LaHapsi Benem. So Kulam Lefonav is Smuchim Lo. I hear.
I mean, the Magen Avraham and the Gra say that's the Rush against the Rambam.
What's the hoel? The hoel the kulam smuchim lo, you can make the bracha? Because there's smuchim lo, then you can make the bracha. And then he says, Vuhushi you are baton mitsuyin etzlo. What's the chiddush? If there's smuchim lo, of course the mitsuyin etzlo. What's the chiddush? Smuchim lo is more than our baton mitsuyin etzlo. It's not mashma. Yeah. I think it's more mashma like the Lechem Mishnah. Yes?
I mean, I thought that even if you were saying like Lechem Mishnah, that he was trying to say, holding smuchim lo, you can make the bracha, even though it's not biyado over Lassias and answering Tosos' kasha. I mean, Tosos will gather, but if it's biyado, then you're yotze. If it's not biyado, you're not yotze. So he's saying, no.
It's not over the over.
Right, because they're right in front of you.
I hear your point.
After,
but it's still not what Josh is saying.
I'm
still
then,
fighting with Josh.
No, because then, yeah, because then he's not talking about Zeh or Zeh there.
Exactly. Exactly. You and I agree, Eitan.
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking a question. Meaning, how could the Lashon of the Magen Avraham and they're all using is Smuch and Lo? And I know the premise is because I was stuck with the Rama, but the Lashon is the Rama. I know the Sharif and the Tanya don't argue bigger than anyone.
Right. Right. No, but the question is, what do they hold? Do they hold it? They can be in different rooms, or they have to be smuchim, or they have to be in front of him. Not so posh.
Also, theoretically, we're saying there's three shittas, but if there is a machlokas, let's say between the Rambam and the Rosh.
Okay, before we say let's figure it out. Okay, just one second. Okay, so we have a machaber that quotes the Rambam. We have a Ramah that's a matter of debate over here, right? But the Ramah seems to quote the Lashon of the Rosh, right? Not necessarily the Lashon of the Rambam. Even if you'll interpret Lefanav as Smuchim Lo, it's not quite the Lashon of the Rambam, it's definitely the Lashon of the Rosh, no? But what does the Rosh say? Kevin Shemunachim kol arbaton Lefanav. Right, so the Lashon of the Rambam is really the Rosh. How do we interpret this comment of the Rosh? So here the Magen Avraham writes, Kulam Lefanav, kol Smuchim Lo, shlo yitztorech lehafsik beinim. That you shouldn't have to be mafsik between them. What does that mean? Mafsik between the meanim, between picking up the meanim? So the Prima Gadim interprets the Magen Avraham as not saying that you shouldn't be mafsik between the meaning, but rather that you shouldn't be mafsik in the bracha. That we're afraid that if they're not smuchim lo, the rush really holds like the Rambam. The Rush holds that me'ikar adin, as long as you own all of them, or as long as you have rishus to pick up all the meaning, that's enough. But the Rush is machmer a little bit more mishum bracha. He says you have to really have them in front of you. Because we're afraid, even if you own them, maybe there'll be a hefsek in the bracha. Right? You'll make a bracha, you'll pick up the lulav, but then you have to go get the esrog. So it's not enough that the mitsuyin etzlo. Mitsuyin etzlo means bershuso, that it's that you own them or that you have reshus to take them. They have to be lefon of mamish. That's what the Rosh is adding. But that's not me'ikar adin. Meaning, mitzad the idea of lekicha tama, they don't have to be befanav. Alts lekicha tama, as long as they're mitzuyin etzlo, as long as you own them, that's called lekicha tama. But there's another problem of a hefsek in the bracha. The bracha has to be chal on all the minim. So if they're not lefonav, there'll be a hefsek in the bracha. It's going to take you time to walk into the other room to get the other min. So comes the Rosh and says, they have to be munachim lefonav. They have to be smuchim lo. So that there's no hefsek in the bracha. That's how the Prima Gadam understood the Magen Avraham. So according to the Magen Avraham, really the Rosh and the Rambam both agree that it's enough that you own them, that they're mitsuyim etzlo, that you don't have to find the other minim. You see, we're interpreting the Rambam's finding the other meaning means acquiring the other meaning, getting the other meaning. Not that you have to get them to be smuchim b'fonav, right? But you actually have to acquire them. The Rosh is adding that me'ikra, then I agree with you, to Rambam. But I just told mitzad the hefsek in the bracha, you have to have them munochim l'fonav mamish. The Sharatzian disagrees. The Sharatzian interpreted the Magen Avraham this way, that the Rosh Me'ikra then agrees with the Rambam that Mitzuyin Etzlo is enough, but he says from the Bir Arba you don't get that impression. Sharatzin in Sukkot and Samach Zav. In Samach Zayin, excuse me. Magen Avraham Kaper Shem Magen Avraham Kaper Shem Pirim Avodin Midibri Agro Mashu the Haramosh Hetik Dasa Rosh Cholik Alam Machaber Me'ikra Din Deleyotza Kolzman Sheinam Lefonav. From the Bir Agra you get the impression that the Rosh and the Rambam are Cholik Me'ikra Din. Because the Bir Agra writes, Rosh v'tur l'perusho, avol yeshlo ritzon olam alafonav. Rosh, the Rosh's perush of yeshlo. Again, we're all trying to figure out what yeshlo ein ma'akfin means. Yeshlo ein ma'akfin. What does yeshlo mean? Right? Yeshlo ein ma'akfin. So on ein ma'akfin, we have a machlokes, Rabbi Natam and the Bahag. Within the Bahag now, there's a further machlokas. Rambam, and maybe Rosh. The question is the Rosh really like the Rambam Me'ikra Din? It's just mitzad hefsek bracha. He holds you should have them lefanav. Well, no, he argues fundamentally and says it's not lekicha tama without. It's not lekicha tama without it being lefanav. That's the machlokas the Gur and the Magen Avraham. Right? Says the Bir Agra, the Rosh argues with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like argues me'ikar adin. Not that he's mosif another chumra because of the hefsek bracha, but rather the Rosh is saying it's not lekicha tama if it's not bifana. Right? The Rambam says mitzuyin etzlo. The Ramban says, Yeshlo means that Notal Kol Dal Adminim Bayom. Right? You took the Dal Adminim, but they're not even Birshusa when you take one of them. The Ramban says, no, they're Mitzvah Netzlo. The Rosh says that they have to be Munachim Lefanav. What does that mean? Does it mean it's not Lekicha Tamo if they're not Munachim Lefanav? That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands the Bir Agra. There goes interpretation of the Rosh. The Magen Avraham says, no, Me'ikra Din, the Rosh holds the same as the Rambam. It's Lekicha Tama if the Mitzvah Etzel, but there's another din, Hefsek Bracha. We're afraid of Hefsek Bracha that there'll be a Hefsek between the different Minim, so that's why they have to be Munachim Lefanav. But this is all within the Bahag. Okay, this is all within the Bahag. Questions? Simon? Okay, so the question is, now that we have the shittas, we have the structure of the sugya, we have a machlokes to Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, what yeshlo ein ma'akfin means. Rabbeinu Tam says it just means you have to be ma'aged the minim. You don't have to be ma'aged the minim because you're in tzarech eged. The Bahag says, no, it's more than that, right? It's that you don't even need a netila of the vasachas, netila of the vasachas is enough. Then we have a further machlokes, we've shown, and what does yeshlo mean? When is it ein ma'akven yeshlo? The Ramban says it just means you have to take the dalet minim at some point in the day. But you don't even have to own them. The Rambam says, no, you do have to own them, they have to be mitzvah netzlo. And the Rosh goes further. Perhaps the Rambam even holds like that as well, according to Josh. The Rambam also holds like that. But according to the Mishnah's interpretation of the Rosh, is the Magen Avraham in Brah, where the Munachim Lefanav is a Pratin L'kicha Tama. Well, it's not a Pratin L'kicha Tama. The Ikar Adin, the Rosh holds that L'kicha Tama is fulfilled at the mitzvah netzlo like the Rambam. It's just mitzvah hefsek bracha, he holds that they have to be Munachim Lefanav. What's the Bira Advar in this Machlokas? What's this all about? What is this machlokas all about? So the Chora, the starting point is the Rabbeinu Tam's time. Tosus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, so we have to start with the Rabbeinu Tam, then we have to figure out why the Bahaga argues. And if we understand why the Bahaga argues, that'll fill in the other Rishonim too. What does the Rabbeinu Tam say? He says, obviously, you need a Netilah of Asachas. Why? Because Mitzvah Achas. Dalaminim is Mitzvah Achas. So it's mitzvah achas, how can you have a netilah b'zera hazeh? That doesn't make any sense. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's time. Tosis quotes it, the Rosh quotes it. That's his time. So what does the Bahag hold? So of course the simple pshat of the machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, is to say maybe that's what they argue about. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's mitzvah achas, the Bahag holds it's different mitzvahs, and that's why he says netilah b'zera hazeh is enough. Why do I have to pick them all up together if they're separate mitzvahs? Four separate mitzvahs. Why is it very difficult to say that pshat in the Bahag? Why is it very difficult? It's very difficult because dalet minim ma'akvim zuizu. The Mishnah says that the dalet minim are ma'akiv each other. If you only have one or three, you don't have all four, then they're ma'akiv each other. Normally, when things are ma'akiv each other, we treat it as one mitzvah. It's mitzvah that we treat as one mitzvah. If it's not ma'akiv each other, it's multiple mitzvahs. If it is ma'akiv each other, if they are ma'akiv each other, we treat it as one mitzvah. So, since everyone agrees to the Mishnah, the Dala Minim Ma'akven Zuazu, it would seem as though everyone should agree that Dala Minim have to be Mitzvah Achas. In fact, that's what the Rambam writes. Who does the Rambam go like? The Rabbeinu Tam or the Bahag? Does he hold the Tila B'Zachas at work on works on that? Yes, he goes like the Bahag. And what does the Rambam say? Halacha Hey, the previous Halacha. Before Halacha Vav, what does the Rambam say? Arbom minim elu mitzvah achasein u'ma'akven zeze b'kulam nekroi mitzvah slulav. He says these four minim are ma'akev each other. Mishnah Menachem. Right? Mitzvah achasein. Rambam says they're ma'akev each other in the mitzvah achas. Even though the Rambam in the very next halacha says that netilah b'zera hazeh works. So the Rambam is a Bahag man, and yet he says explicitly that it's mitzvah achas. And this flows very nicely with the Rambam in other places. L'moshel, the Mishnah Menachas, the beginning of the fourth parak, says that tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are not ma'akev each other. Not ma'akev each other. A person only has a tefillin shel rosh, and he puts on the tefillin shel rosh without the tefillin shel yad. Yeah, there's a din l'chatchila, kol zman shebein einecha yushnayim. You're really supposed to have the tefillin together, but if you don't have it, you don't have it. You can put on the tefillin shayah without the tefillin sharosh, put on the tefillin sharosh without the shayah, they're not ma'akev each other. And taka the Rambam and sefer mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, I say yud beis and yud gimel, counts the tefillin shayah and tefillin sharosh as two different mitzvahs. They're not ma'akev each other, so they're two different mitzvahs. So it's very mistaber like that. That what's ma'akev, if there are different protein that are ma'akev each other, lechor it's a mitzvah achas. If they're not ma'akev each other, then lechor it's shtei mitzvahs. So to say that the Bahag holds that netilah b'zera hazeh works because dalet minim are different mitzvahs, that's lechora very difficult. Because since they're ma'akev each other, lechora should be viewed as a mitzvah achas l'kulei yom. Yes?
Tzitzis.
Tchela seinem makeves es halavan. That's the kasha that they all ask on the Rambam.
So you can't say it's more
like that. No, but they interpret that Rambam differently. The way that they, I think the way the Rav said it over is that Cheles is a mitzvah b'shlemusa of tzitzis. It's not really a separate mitzvah. It's a prat in the lovam. I know this is a lumbish discussion that we have. When we get to tzitzis, we'll have to talk about it. But that's a kasha. It's not going to change the fact that the Rambam does say he does count dalet minim as one mitzvah. He counts tefillin shayad and tefillin sharosh as two mitzvahs. The question is, but I don't understand the same Mishnah that says that tefillin shayad and tefillin sharosh are not ma'akev each other also says that tcheles is not ma'akev as halavan, yet the Rambam says something different than than in tefillin. So it's not a kasha on the Rama, but that's not going to be against his shtickle. Right? They say that tchelis is a mitzvah b'shleimusa in sitz. It's not really a bazundera mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'shleimusa, and that's what the Rambam is pointing out. But it's difficult. You gotta work on it a little bit. Yes.
Could you say they're independent mitzvahs, but within the context of l'kichat alma, as in they are four separate mitzvahs, but it's only a valid mitzvah when it's part of l'kichat alma. I think I thought like the Rav offers a similar explanation of Asiras Omer, that you could say that every day is its own mitzvah, but like its own count, but it's only part of the complete count. So if you miss a day, even though every day was its own mitzvah, every day counted up to this point, once you miss a day, you don't have the complete count anymore, and therefore you couldn't count with a bracha.
But that's because by Sfiras HaOmer we're talking about a count. I think the Rav's vart is that you need a continuity in the count. You need hamshechius. So if you miss a day, so you can't count the next day, even though it's an independent mitzvah, because you've lost the hamshech between the previous day and this day.
Just like here, you lost the completeness of having all four. As in, you need the shemusa. Here, it's not in terms
of... What's the din l'kicha tama saying? Saying that you need a full l'kicha. You need a complete l'kicha.
Yeah, and every aspect of l'kicha is its own mitzvah, but if it's not part of the complete l'kicha, then it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying it is a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah?
No, I think you could say it's four mitzvahs, but every mitzvah is only valid if it's part of a complete l'kicha.
So if I'm not notel b'vasachas, it's not a complete l'kicha. So even though there are multiple mitzvahs, if I don't take them all together, then it's not called l'kicha.
If you don't take all of them.
All of them b'vasachas. It's not called a complete l'kicha. That's what you're suggesting.
It doesn't have to be b'vasachas. As in, like, if you have to take all of them during whatever.
I'm trying to explain the Bahag Shita that holds netila b'zachas. That works. Right?
Exactly.
So,
as in,
right? So to say that the Bahag holds that they're separate mitzvahs, you're
in
saying,
the context of l'kicha tam, as in you need their separate mitzvos, but only when they're all taken together. As only so not taken together, only when they're all taken.
I understand. If you hold the separate mitzvos, then there's no problem. They're separate mitzvos, and that's why netilah b'zarachas that works. Right? We don't. It's not complicated. If they're separate mitzvos, then of course netilah b'zarachas is a good l'kicha. That is a l'kicha tam. Because they're separate mitzvahs, so what's the problem? As long as I take them as Zachar, they're
separate.
So you want to explain Rabbeinu Tam? You want to say, even though they're separate mitzvahs, I still have to take them together? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to say why they're ma'akev, and that if you don't have all four, then...
If you don't own them, like the Rambam?
As it seems, the Rabbeinu Tam's argument to the Bahag is that according to the Bahag, essentially, you should be able to take all... You could take three, and you should get three mitzvahs, correct?
Rabbeinu Tam says that you should have to take them b'vasa achas, because they're mitzvah achas. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Comes the Bahag and says, no, you can even take them to Zer HaZeh. So I'm pointing out that L'chora, even the Bahag has to admit that it's one mitzvah. Because since they're ma'akev each other, it has to be one mitzvah. So how can you take them to Zer HaZeh? What's the idea? Yeruchim Olshin, in his Sefer Yareach Le'Moadim, a very, very beautiful Sefer, so he develops the following yesod. That really the Bahag holds that it's mitzvah achas. He actually points out that the Bahag himself says it beferish. I didn't have a Bahag, but apparently the Bahag has this loshon beferish, not just the Rambam. The Bahag says that it's a mitzvah achas because they're ma'akev each other, so all four have to be viewed as one mitzvah. So what's the Bahag saying? So it all goes back to a comment of the Ritva. The Ritva quotes the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rambam. But he says something very interesting in explaining the Rambam. The Ritva says, "Pershu Rabboseinu Zal, d'chi aminan yesh lo ma'akvin k'shoyu kulam b'shusa, k'shenotla, elenotel kolecha b'fnei atzma." Who is that? Which sheet is that? That's the Rambam. The Ritva is the one who formulates it as b'shusa. Pershu Rabboseinu d'chi aminan yesh lo ma'akvin b'shoyu kulam b'shusa k'shenotla, elenotel kolecha b'fnei atzma. And then he says, but Aval Mori Harav Kosa B'Shem Rabba Seinu Zal She'en HaKavana Ela She'itel Es Kulon Kol Shenotlan Kulon Aval B'Shlo Hoyo B'Shusa B'Yachad Yotza T'yesh Lo Karina Be. Mori Harav says, no, you don't have to own them all. There's nothing B'Shusa. As long as you took them all, then they're all okay. That's Mori, that Mori Harav is the Rabban. Right, that's the Ritva. He quotes the Rambam that they have to be B'Shusa in order for you to be Yotze. Why do they have to be Rishusa? Says the Ritva, She'ein Tziruf Ma'akev, Kevin Da'en Lulav Tzorech Egev. Tziruf is not ma'akev in the meaning. That's why Netilah b'sarach hazeh works. You don't need a tziruf of the meaning. V'haraya lulav ein sarach eged. That's the lashon of the Ritva. Lulav ein sarach eged shows you that you don't need a tziruf between the meaning, and therefore, says the Ritva, Netilah b'sarach hazeh can work. That's how he interprets the Rambam, interestingly enough. I think the svar of the Ritva is very important, but within the Rambam you have to be very careful. I think the svara of the Ritva can explain the Ramban. Now the Ritva for sure would use it to explain the Ramban. He's even using it to explain the Rama, which is a big chiddush. The svara of the Ritva definitely can explain the Ramban. Why? The Ramban holds that you don't even have to own the minim at the same time. What does lakichatam mean according to the Ramban? You have to take all the minim at some point during the day. The Ramban clearly holds you don't need a tzira for the minim. Because if you don't even have to own them at the same time, you can own the lulav and then give it to someone else, sell it, and then get the esrig. As long as you take all the four minim, that's enough. The Ramban obviously holds you don't need the tzira for the minim. And he sees that from lulav ein sarach eged. That if lulav ein sarach eged, that tells you that you don't need the tzira for the minim, not only do you not have to be ma'aged, you don't even have to own them. Within the Rambam and the Rosh, though, it's very difficult to say like that. Because if you hold you don't need the tzira for the minim, l'chor the Ramban is right. The only reason to have all the minim is because of a problem with the bracha, that we're afraid. Bracha lebatala, that you make a bracha, then you won't have the minim. But why should it have to be bershusa? Why should they have to be bershusa? Why should they have to be lefanaf? If you don't need a tziruf at all, then why should you need these extra tanoim? So I think the svara of the Ritva is important, but it's only a starting point. I think the Ritva svara really works within the Rambam. So what's pshat in the Rambam and the Rosh? So l'chora, the Rambam and the Rosh are disagreeing about the following. The Machlokas is, what does Lakicha Tama tell me? Does Lakicha Tama tell me that I have to take all four meaning with one mice and a tila? All four meaning with one mice and a tila? Well, I don't have to take them with one mice and a tila. I can do different atilas. I just need a little bit of a tziruf. A tziruf koldahu between the meaning. That's really the shayla. Both the Rosh and the Rambam really hold you do need some kind of a tziruf of the meaning. But the question is, what kind of tziruf do you need? Is a tziruf koldahu enough? Well, no, you need more than a tziruf koldahu. You need one mice and a tila. The Rosh holds that you need a mice and a tila achas. You need one mice and a tila. And that's why he says that it has to be munach lefanav. This is the gross understanding of the Rosh. Right, that the Rosh argues with the Rambam. And he says, L'kicha Tama requires that it has to be Menachem Lefanav. The Rosh holds you need one Mais and a Tila Achas. As long as it's Smuchem Lefanav, Menachem Lefanav, even though I pick it up as Erchazeh, the Rosh says it's a Mais and a Tila Arichta. It's one Mais and a Tila. Aye, but they're not in my hands at the same time. It doesn't matter. It's a Tila Arichta. There's a Hemshech to that Tila. It's all what makes it one Mais and a Tila, because it's all Lefanav when I get started. That's the Rosh. But the Rambam says, no, I don't need a Mais and a Tila Achas. That's not what Lakicha Tama requires. Lakicha Tama requires a tziruf koldahu of the meaning. And Ba'emah says that could be what the Ritva has in mind. That you don't need a tziruf of the meaning means you don't need a tziruf gomor of the meaning. Rabbi Nutam holds you mamash need a tziruf of the meaning that you're picking them all up together in the tila b'vasachas. The Bahag says, the Rambam's Bahag, is that you don't need a tila b'vasachas because you don't need a tziruf gomor. You don't need a tziruf of the meaning. Meaning you don't need a tziruf gomor of the meaning. A tziruf koldahu is enough. So says the Rambam, what's a tziruf koldahu? How can I be mitzaref the minim? I have to own them at the same time. As long as I own them at the same time, then all the minim are mitzaref biyachad. If I don't own them together, that's not a tziruf at all. The Ramban holds you don't need a tziruf of the minim at all. That's what we see from Lulav ein sarach eged. The Rambam says you need a tziruf of the minim, but only a tziruf koldahu. And the Rosh goes even further and says, no, you need a maisa lekicha achas, a maisa netila achas for all of them. But says the Rosh, you don't need netila bevas achas to be a mais and a tila achas, as long as there's snuchim lefanav, the munachim lefanav, that could be viewed as a mais and a tila arichta. It's one unit. You pick them up one by one. That's a mais and a tila arichta, and that's enough to be called a lakicha tam. This lechora is the birad varm of all the different shittas. Yes.
So what emerges is that the Russian Ibn Tam are saying the same din, just how they define lakicha. Is different.
The machlokas is what is lakicha tama. That's the whole machlokas.
But then it's a rush on the Rabbeinu Tam side.
No. The Rabbeinu Tam says you need a tziruf gomor of the minim, and the only way you have a tziruf gomor is by having a netilah b'vasachas. Netilah b'vasachas. You have to actually be holding them together.
And the Rosh says the same thing. He just defines Bevas Achas differently. He just says that it's a Netila Arichta is really Bevas Achas. So Mitzias,
the Rosh says that Machlokas,
but in terms of if we want to divide it into two sides, then the Rosh is really in the same camp as Rabbeinu Tam.
No, he's not, because the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam are arguing whether Netila Beze Achas works. The Rosh holds Netila Beze Achas works because it's also a Mais Netila Achas. They argue in Din. Doesn't Atila Bezach has a work? What's the lamdas? The Rosh's chiddush is that you, Rabbi Natam, think it's only Mais and Atila Achas if you pick them up together. I'll tell you it's a Mais and Atila Achas even if you pick them up Bezach has a. So they're arguing in Halacha. But the lamdas is the Rosh says that what you require of Lekicha Tama, I have even if you pick them up Bezach.
Wait, but wouldn't Rabbi Natam have the same lamdas? That you need a Tzirif Gamor, and how do I have a Tzirif Gamor? The only way to have a Tzirif Gamor is Bevas Achas. That's what we're going to
tell. Of course, but how can you put the Rosh in the Rabbeinu Tam's camp? One says that Netila Bezerachas works, the other one says you need Netila Bezerachas. They're in the same camp in Lomdus.
Yeah, they're
in the same camp. But the Rosh takes the Rabbeinu Tam and extends it. He says that it can even be a Mais Netila Achas, even if you don't pick up Bezerachas. That's not the Rabbeinu Tam. That's a tremendous chin. Before I said it, you would have never imagined this. But I pick something up, put it down, put something up. That's one Mais Netila. That's one Mais Netila. I picked up the glasses and the sefer together. That's called together? You didn't pick them up together. Rabbi Natan says it's not together. The Rosh says it is together.
But they learned the sugya the whole way through until the halach. Until how does it play itself out? How do I define a lakih?
They both learn that you need lakih hatama, yes.
No, but they both learn you need Tzir of Gomor. That's where it differentiates.
And what does Tzir of Gomor mean? They both say Tzir of Gomor means Mais Netila Achas.
Right, and how
but they have two totally different ways of defining what a Mais Netila Achas is.
Right, but the Bahag doesn't even say that. The Bahag doesn't even say you need Tzirif Gomor. The Bahag is going to say, didn't we just want to say that the Bahag says that it's that you need a Tzirif Koldehu?
No. The Bahag is the Mar, the Shmaitza of the Shita. See, I didn't write too much on the board. That's the problem. Netila Bezeach HaZayatza. That's the Bahag. All three of these Rishonim have different interpretations of what the Bahag is saying. But they're all Bahag men. Rabbi Natan is totally in a different boat. You need Netila Bevas Achas. So we're saying the Bahag agrees that it's the mitzvah achas because they're ma'akfen zeh zeh. So what's the Bahag saying? What's he arguing about? The answer is he's saying that there's something different about Lekicha Tama. What does that mean? The Rabban says he totally argues with the Rabban Tam. He says Lekicha Tama doesn't even require a tziruf bichlal. But the Ram and the Rosh are assuming you do need a tziruf. But how do you create that tziruf? That's the machlokas. The Rosh says you create the tziruf only with a Mais and a Tila Achas. You, Rabbi Natam, hold that Mais and a Tila Achas means you actually have to pick up a Vas Achas. I say no, even Bezachas is a Mais and a Tila Richta, that's Mais and a Tila Achas. And the Ram says you don't need a Mais and a Tila Achas. He argued, the Mahag argues fundamentally with the Rabbi Natam. He says you don't need a Mais and a Tila Achas. Bezachas is enough, as long as you have a tziruf koldehu. The Tzir of Kolda was created by actually owning the Minim at the same time. We'll see tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, that these two approaches as to how to understand Lekicha Tama could chap a nafgemina. There could be a nafgemina. Look at the Chazanish, Rabbi Meir Simcha. Look at some of the other. Look at the Bir Halacha. There are other issues that we have to discuss. Different nafgeminas between the Rambam and the Rosh, and between the Ramban and the other Shitas. So we'll talk about these in Yonim, we'll come full circle, and then we'll go right to the next two minutes.